Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to... Oh, we have a new sponsor I have to read. I just want to let you guys know that Sports Talk on this fine station, WQAM, is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Is it me or is Paramount taking over everything?
We've been apt.
I don't know. I feel
the
like
the whole world's I app, see man. It. That's how we watching TV. We're actually paying you to know, watch. We're paying to watch things, man. This is crazy.
I know. Is it crazy?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. I did find myself in the position of just like considering cable again. I was just like, I wish there was a place where like all the channels I wanted to watch were all together, one after another, without having to log into anything. If only there was some sort of thing that someone invented.
I gotcha.
The good old days.
What were we thinking? What were we thinking? Yeah, we should subscribe to everything. Now I see a show of, and it's like Paramount Plus, and it's like that's the only one that I've been holding off on because I already you need the Netflix, you need the Hulu, you
really
already have the Amazon.
That's
you
what I'm saying.
You know,
that's
so
what
it's kind of like I can't. But then that's what you know. That's initially when it first started. When it first started, it's like you needed the Netflix.
I
right?
want my ABC, CBS, and NBC. Damn it, back.
Oh, just give everything me that. Was and then free. Now they're switching. Now Fox is ABC. Like it used to be like ABC was always 10. Now they're not like now they're switching.
Yeah, that's the local stations too.
We're getting crazy with it now. But nonetheless, one thing you can count on is the number one sports coverage on this side of the Mississippi to be somewhere else. But here we have fun. Here we have fun. Now today is cut day around the NFL, 4 p.m. cut day. So we will be monitoring closely to determine who will remain on the roster and who will be cut. This will be a day that 20-something years back, Leroy would be on the golf course, totally enjoying, never had a problem with this, of course, while all others on the bubble continue to keep their eyes open. Any noticeable or notable cuts from around the league? I know that I had mentioned earlier that Shador Sanders had survived the cuts. You told me Daniel Jones is out in New York. I'm sorry, not Daniel Jones. Tommy Cutlets.
I saw a tweet on X from JT the Brick, who covers the Raiders, and he says, expect a starting cornerback to be released. to be in the
okay.
open market.
That's good news for the Miami Dolphins.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Here's the crazy thing about how you guys hear information and how I hear it. When you tell me a big name cornerback is going to be released, I immediately think two things. He hasn't been as good as they thought he was going to be, or he makes too much money. In any event, cornerback is a big time position in the NFL. If they're getting rid, or he's hurt, that's right, working man, or he's hurt. So when you see this name, this big time name, there's a reason why he's available.
All right, so this is the text 26 minutes ago from JT to break. There should be one clear and obvious starting cornerback available today for a new team.
I like it.
Now you're just starting to think about all the starting cornerbacks in the league.
For sure.
And of course, now you start looking at, you know, contracts, seeing if what team drafted a cornerback that might replace that person. Like, that's all. But you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. Totally. Don't worry. I texted him, asked him who, he hasn't responded yet.
Yeah, that's right. That's the inside scoop right there, Vlad. That's what I'm talking about. A little hometown news for you, Leroy. The Saints QB competition officially down to two. And what I am labeling the least exciting quarterback race in arguably the history of football for the New Orleans Saints. There were three players involved. Can you just by any chance guess those three players, Leroy?
That were
involved in the QB competition in New Orleans.
Rattler.
Spencer.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Spencer Rattler. That's it.
Slaw.
That's probably
what's
best.
His name? Slaw?
Tyler Shaw. Shaw. S-H-O-U-G.
Yeah. He's the young guy. He's the rookie. He's the rookie from Mississippi State or something like that, or University of Mississippi, somewhere in there.
Yeah, Jake Haener, though. That's our boy.
So who got cut?
Involved. Yeah, he got cut. So now it's officially down to Spencer Rattler and Tyler, the guy whose name we do not know how to pronounce.
You know,
the rookie.
So Spencer Rattler got cut? You know who else got cut? Mikey Blanco.
Oh, Mike White.
Yeah, Mike White got cut. So, yeah.
Not surprised. Another quarterback to get cut, Easton Stick, third-string quarterback in Atlanta. Doesn't necessarily mean too much, but with that being said, the Falcons only have two quarterbacks, so they're probably not going to be trading Cousins anytime soon.
Nah, if they did.
Now, as we take a look around the league. And
they're not going to cut. They're gonna either trade him, but they're not going to cut him because he got guaranteed money.
No,
it makes no sense.
They probably won't trade him now that they only have two quarterbacks on their roster.
Yeah, that's true.
The waiver order is the same as the draft order. So teams that will have first crack at making claims are the Titans, Browns, Giants, and, you know, so on and so forth. But still quiet on the front of the Miami Dolphins, like we mentioned earlier in the show. Rasul Douglas, cornerback, has been added on a one-year, $3 million deal. Started 15 games for the Bills last season. It's going into this ninth NFL season. 29 years old. So this comes less than 24 hours after the Dolphins dump quarterback Mike Hilton. Yesterday, I as the reports of Jason Sanders' injury came out, I was listening, as I mentioned, on our new FM home 104.3, and I heard a fiery debate that I don't know if it really should have been that fiery.
I think we heard the same debate, and I think you and I actually are siding with somebody that we don't usually side with.
So that's, you know, I was
thinking the same thing. Like, you know, this is obviously radio for fun. I love, you know, that's my boy. But obviously for fun entertainment reasons, you know, he roots for one side, I root for the other side. So I never agree with Solana until yesterday.
Solana's point was with the injury of Jason Sanders, they were discussing just how vital he is to the team. But what Solana's point was, he's no Patrick Paul. Now, I want to ask you, Leroy, which one hurts more, an injury to Patrick Paul or an injury to Jason Sanders? And then we're talking about the same timeline, maybe about 4 to 5 weeks, So it's not going to be anything that's going to be season ending. But what do you think affects the team more? The loss of a left tackle for 4 to 5 weeks or the loss of a starting kicker for 4 to 5 weeks?
The loss of a left tackle.
That's what Solana said.
That's what Solana was saying. And yesterday, Crowder and Hawkins
were
making it.
Let's be clear. Not to besmirch, as Tobin would say, the position of kicker. But there's a lot of talented kickers out there that could hold it down for a couple of weeks. We've seen firsthand what happens when you got to play, let's find a left tackle, when our left tackle was out the last couple years. And it hasn't been pretty. So here's the other thing. Who is the most important position as far as health on this team?
QB.
Tua.
Cool. Quarterback.
Tua. Who protects that more? The kicker? Or the left tackle.
Hey, I think the argument ends there.
All situations start there. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, look, guess what? We live in a world now where so many people are going for it on fourth down, you can avoid the kicker.
Here's the thing.
Now,
here's the thing. You can get a kicker at any time, though, Marcos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, you can get all you – if your offense is okay – or even decent, they can get to whatever the marker is or the limit is for that kicker. So if the kicker can't go, right? Like if the kicker can't kick past 50 yards, all right, cool. Let's get as close to the 28-yard line or 25-yard line so he can get a 40, 42-yard field goal kick. You can't lose a left tackle. Or in Dolphins' case, you don't want to lose a right tackle because that's Tua's blindside. You can't lose now, line players.
Vlad, tell me if you agree with this, because a lot of people in the chat, well, a couple people in the chat, not a lot necessarily, are attempting to get the specifics of yesterday's debate that they were having.
No, Solana said Jason Sanders is easily replaceable.
So that was part of his argument, that I can agree that maybe that was
a field goal kicker is easily replaceable than a starting left tackle in the NFL. Because
for sure, exactly.
There are many kickers, okay? There are many kickers. And Jason Sanders is one of the best kickers in the league. That is what we're not saying. We're not taking
from 50 plus.
We're not taking that away from him. But if you had an injury for a couple of weeks or 2 to 3 weeks, yes, even though a field goal kick, a game-winning field goal, he can miss it. But that can happen to anybody. You know what I'm saying? That can happen to any field goal kicker. You lose a left tackle, starting left tackle, like Patrick Paul, who's showing promise and everything like that, that can mess up your whole season. That messes up your continuity with your offensive line. That messes up the continuity of your whole offense. Kicker only you got to get the kicker to the point for him to be useful. You understand what I mean? Like the offense has got to mature, got to get down the field for that kicker to be useful.
For sure.
for the kicker to be a part of the team, for the kicker to have any impact. So no, you can't lose a tackle. And I got what they were saying. Jason Sanders is one of the best kickers in the league. Yes, he's one of the best 32. He's in the top 10 probably. But
Think about this. I can avoid using a kicker. I can't avoid using the left tackle. And that's all you have to – I can game plan around. Once I get inside the 50, right, I can say our kicker can only kick a 40-yard field goal, and I'm going to run offense accordingly. But you can't run no offense if you say I got a kicker that can make it from 60 yards, but I don't have a left tackle.
Now, I understand the arguments that were made because I remember Hockman saying that Patrick Paul – hasn't necessarily proven himself as a starting caliber tackle, and Jason Sanders has already proven himself to be a top 10 kicker.
Don't matter. Cool. Look at it from this
take
standpoint.
Take Patrick Paul out the way. Save us Teron Armstead.
How many football plays? Ooh. How many plays is said player on the field?
Yeah.
That's all you need to look at.
About 40 snaps worth of difference there, at least.
That, minimum. But, right, yeah. take away Patrick Paul. Say this was last season, right? It was Teron Armstead. Who would you rather go a couple of weeks without?
There, the argument is easy, though, because it becomes, obviously, you need Teron Armstead, and you know that. The thing that I think Hockman and Crowder were kind of like preying on is the fact that Patrick Paul is unproven.
I get that, but what
I think he's good, but I don't know.
But what Solana was trying to say is that you can get a kicker for 3 to 4 weeks, however, 4 to 5 weeks.
I agree. Who was that guy who was camping outside of the stadium? Is he still available? I'm sure
he was a punter. Dude,
that's happened many times, bro. As a matter of fact, the Dolphins lost a chance to go to the playoffs to the Jets in a regular season finale when the Jets lost their kicker and like they had to sign Raul Alegre like on Thursday off the streets and he came in and kicked the game winning field goal. So it's like you can find somebody, you can find kickers, you know.
You can't find left tackles like that.
I'm sorry, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. And it's no, and this is not insulting Jason Sanders, but I can find a kicker to give me if I give him 40 yards. Conditions all good and everything. I could find.
In fact, I could call 20 guys right now and have kicker tryout, and you're gonna be able to find a decent kicker, right?
Yeah.
I could have 200 left tackles come out, and there might not be one that could sniff Patrick Paul because he'd already be on the roster.
Yeah, that is.
And that's kind of, that was my point with, like, when we talk about the secondary and stuff like that. The front seven is going to help with your inefficiencies in the secondary, right? But if you don't have a pass rush, that secondary gets more exposed. So we saw all the situations last year when the D-line didn't get there, and whoever the quarterback was had all day to pat the ball, you can't cover that long. So while we sitting there talking about cornerbacks and secondary, we don't have a lot of depth there, right? What I would say is that you don't have to be great if your front seven is getting pressure on the quarterback. You can be average. But if you had four great defensive backs and no pass rush, you would still look average. So while we're sitting here pointing at positions, just like we're doing with kicker, right, you got to understand how football is played and where the importance of these guys are. Remember, everybody said running back was a lost art because of the importance we put on offensive linemen in the last 10, 15 years. And how much money the offensive linemen are getting paid. We just made the assumption that anybody could run behind them and it wasn't important to get them until Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Bijan Robinson, till you start getting these elite running backs, and now that's starting to change again.
A couple other news that I didn't mention earlier. As we continue to unpack, Dade South says there's always a Borgalis out there. He's right. He's
yeah.
Right. As we continue to unpack cut day in the NFL, it is the end of an era for the Miami Dolphins as Eric Ezukama has been released. No more.
Man, training camp Jerry Rice?
Come on. No more training camp Jerry Rice.
TCJR?
As the connection of Skylar Thompson to Eazy-E will go down as one of
what
the greatest
era.
To
what
never
era.
Do it.
What an era.
What an era indeed. You can add that one to the list.
And I mean E-R-R-O-R.
These headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. And I mean it. No one. We've been talking a lot Miami Dolphins, and we will continue to talk NFL as we have 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And when you think of all the positions that you have, if I take all other 22 players on the field and list them according to how difficult it would be to just randomly replace them. Kicker and punter are the easiest. It's not taken away from how important Jason Sanders is. It's just saying that I can go pick up or have a tryout for a kicker and get by for a few weeks with a kicker or a punter. They don't have to learn offense. They don't have to learn schemes. They don't have to work with anybody other than a holder, which, again, all quarterbacks can hold. So those are the easiest. The 53-man roster, the easiest guys to replace would be the kicker and the punter. That's all we're saying. Nobody's saying Jason Sanders isn't good. But what we're saying is, and with all these conversations, that especially the way offenses are run now with everybody going for it on fourth down, that is the one position on a football team that becomes easiest to replace if your stud gets hurt.
Now, this may take it to the extreme, but I'm doing my best to explain this in a way that doesn't make me sound like an idiot, even though it may. To the extreme level, let's say we take out the left tackle, right? Remove him from the field. Now we're playing 11 on 10 football. You will not win that game at all. You will not win that game. You remove the kicker from the field
and say you don't have a kicker.
No kicker.
You still have a chance to win.
That's what I'm saying. You remove him from the field. There is no chance.
I've seen games where teams haven't had a kicker or the kicker gets hurt. They go for 2-point conversions
every week.
Yeah. All the time.
Exactly. All the time.
Obviously, we would prefer to have Olindo Mate back there, or Adam Vinatieri, or Sebastian Janikowski, whoever you want to name, we would love to have them back there. But let's just say we did it, like Leroy says, not to disparage them, but they are the most easily replaceable.
I'm just looking at it this way. If this week coming up, I mean week one coming up, if your one of your offensive linemen got hurt and your kicker got hurt, what do you you're probably more worried
offensive lineman.
That the offensive lineman got hurt.
Yeah, because
whether it's a week or 4 to 5, you're still gonna get be more worried about the guy that is very vital to the offense, the continuity. The chemistry.
Well, first of all, if you sign another guy that and you trade for a guy that you feel is equal to him, right? He's still got to learn the offense. He's still got to learn to work with the center and the tackle next to him, right? So that's the crazy thing about it is you can pick up a kicker. He can be decent. He ain't got to learn the offense.
Yeah. We got your back on this one, Solana. Shockingly,
we are continuing to break. Yeah, right, that is shocking. We are continuing to break down. If you want to sound smart, start wearing a shirt with sleeves. That's great, guys. That's great. We are continuing to break down the Miami Dolphins as they continue to make their cuts. A couple other cuts to name. Grayson Murphy has just been cut. Sources say that the Dolphins want him on practice squad if he clears waivers. Dolphins released wide receiver Andrew Armstrong, who led the SEC last year.
Can I just say this?
Yes.
Of all the names that the Dolphins have released to this point, we have not heard their name one time in any game in the preseason.
For sure.
So
for sure.
I would say that those releases are nominal, right? Yeah.
For sure.
Right. There's no guy that you say, oh, he was balling during camp. I can't believe they released him. Let me know when they say that.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, there is a tweet going around by C. Clancy, who I'm not sure if this is a reputable source or not, but I'm going to go ahead and read it because.
In relation to Tom?
I'm going to ask him. The Dolphins, who desperately need offensive tackle help, should be all over Issa Pohl, who was just cut by that sounds like a fake name, who was just cut by the Chiefs, and Brant Banks, who was just cut by the Packers. Both had very strong camps and preseasons. Now, if they had such a strong camp or a preseason, maybe they'd be on a roster. One could easily say,
here,
but
here, let me say this, okay. The players who were cut from the teams that weren't good last year, right? There's a certain level. The players that were cut from a team that went to the Super Bowl, there's a certain level. So the Super Bowl champs or the AFC representatives, their crumbs could feed the lower levels, right? It's like, here's what I would say it this way. I was very fortunate when I got moved or released or whatever you want to call it by the Ravens, right? To end up on one team that went to the NFC Championship that year and another team that 2 years later went 15-1. And so what I would say is that's some bad organization right there, because you letting good talent go and other teams that are doing well pick up that talent. You see what I'm saying? That's bad on you. So I experienced that, and I was like, wow. And when I left, I was like, wow, we rebuilding right now, and I ain't even good enough to make this team. My career might be over. You know, so let's be clear. Like, when you have an offensive line, so think about this. If the Philadelphia Eagles only keep 7 or 8 offensive linemen because they got guys that don't normally get hurt and they're solidified in their offensive line, that 9th or 10th guy could maybe be a starter at one of the lesser teams that are struggling to find good, solid offensive linemen. So it's not terrible that when you say, oh, the Kansas City Chiefs cut two guys that were good, but not good enough to make that team. You see what I'm saying? There's a big difference.
There's levels to this.
Yeah, put it this way. You go to a club, you're getting your dance on, you having drinks or whatever, right? You're going to try to holler at the hot chick, right? She shoots you down. You go, man, I knew I was a 7 and she was a 10. I'm okay with that. I shot my shot, right? Now, you feel that same way you dancing, you whatever, you know? You see a girl over there, she's about a 4 or 5. You go holler at her, see what's up, chit-chat or whatever. She go, no, thank you. You get shot down by a 4. Now you thinking, am I really a 7 or am I a 2? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's the same thing in football when you, like, as a player.
You though, Leroy, you're always a 10.
Well, as a player, dude, I'm telling you, as a player, when you get cut by a bad team, you like thinking, damn, this is the bottom of the barrel. So.
Yeah, your ego gets crushed. That's all. Huh? Your ego gets crushed.
Yes! Yeah, well, you know. Yes, your ego get crushed. Your ego get extremely crushed.
It happens.
Then you start calling out other players. I know I'm better than him. I don't know what the hell they doing.
Well, that's your athletes. That's all. That's what it is.
But so, and then keep in mind, it's like the same thing with NFL organizations. Do they ever go get the head coach or the defensive coordinator for a team that went 3-14? No. They go get the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator for a team that went 14-3. Though that's the way it works. So if Kansas City is getting rid of a couple of offensive linemen because they probably have depth at that position, you thinking, let me go kick the tires on this.
Let me go ahead and
exactly.
And that's what they were saying in the tweet. And honestly, I'm not against it. Like you said, you at the club, you strike out with the lights on, and you know it's a problem. But you know, if you strike out going after the 10, then hey, listen, you know
ain't feeling bad. You say, you know what? I shot my shot. Good on me. You're dapping yourself up. You're like, look, that a way to show spirit, that a way to go for it, right? But
that's why there's parking lot pimping.
Parking lot pimping. Catch them on the way up.
Catch them on the way up. Now,
this kind of comprehensive coverage and comparison can only be found right here on 104.3 WQAM. And that was our 15 minutes of game day uncensored. That is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. You can learn more at Lexus.com. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and take a look into the mixed bag as we have a few stories that I need your opinion on. So stick around. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Down in the host chair. Show Pony. Out today, out tomorrow. We'll return on Thursday and then out on Friday. Very strange, but nonetheless, we love them and we'll take them any opportunity we can get as a host of this show. See, I was able to get to that before Vlad hit me with a pause. I had to say host of the show. You feel me? I had to say that. I had to finish that sentence real quick. Come on.
You're right.
We do have an action-packed show as we continue, though, but we're going to step into the Marcos mixed bag here. So I have a few stories I wanted to run by you guys and get your opinion on it. This one may hit a little close to home to Figgy here, as it has to do with the Prince of Darkness himself.
Are you going to try to make me cry right now?
No, but this may make you a little bit angry. Ooh. As it made Kelly Osbourne, daughter of the Prince of Darkness.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I apologize. Very upset. Recently, WWE was in this was last night?
This was last night.
Oh, yeah, Monday Night Raw. Duh, what the hell? I lose track of the days. I apologize. They were in Ozzy Osbourne's hometown, which I had no clue was apparently Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Birmingham only existed in Alabama.
No, there's one in England.
Marcos, apparently there's one. You can't. Minus one.
I mean,
fair.
No.
I mean, look, that's just typical American
ignorance.
Does he
look like ignorance.
He's from Alabama? He's just saying the only Birmingham.
I didn't know there was a Birmingham.
Yes, I'm not going to knock him for not knowing there was a Birmingham in England.
I am.
Did you know there was a Birmingham in England?
Yes, yeah. I did.
I did, but I'm not knocking you.
Everyone knows, apparently.
I mean, you're a fraud.
But see, I stay in one pond at a time, baby. I don't go over the pond.
You didn't go to the English pond.
So, anyway, Becky Lynch, known as The Man. I like her personally. You're a fan of WWE as well. What is your opinion on Becky Lynch? A respectable Vlad or, who cares?
No, I like Becky. I just, some of the things with the character, I don't like The Man. There's only one man. Pause. But, like, you know, Ric Flair is The Man, but she took that. There was a whole thing about that. I like her heel character, but you know, when you're a heel, you're gonna say things that might offend people.
What did Becky have to say, huh?
Oh, I like to see Jay Fig go after Becky.
The way she addressed the crowd yesterday, she continued to play into the heel role. She said the only good thing that came out of here, of course, referring to Birmingham, London. Or England, I don't know, you get it. The only good thing that came out of here died a month ago. But in fairness to Ozzy Osbourne, he had the good sense to move to LA, because if I lived in Birmingham, I'd die too.
Which,
as you can imagine, was met with a lot of boos.
That's distasteful. That's just distasteful. Why would you even say that?
Kelly Osbourne responded on her Instagram, stating, "Becky Lynch, you are a disrespectful dirtbag. Birmingham would not piss on you if you were on fire. Birmingham forever. Shame on the WWE for allowing such things to be said about my father and his home."
Ooh.
Yikes.
Way too soon, and there was no need for any of that.
I feel that. I mean, she's not necessarily a comedian in a comedy club. This is on national scale. But is there any way better to gain heat from an audience than to completely disrespect them and the thing that they love the
you
most?
You could disrespect them, but it's kind of shaky to be mentioning somebody after they
who just died.
Yeah.
Just died. You know, just died.
But
I mean, if you're going to be a heel,
I mean, hey,
be a heel.
She's definitely leaning
don't
into it. That was
for
one
the
way
Prince
to.
Of Darkness.
But you see, the thing about it is, when you're here, don't be at. Oh, it's only entertainment. If somebody take it,
yeah. Right?
For sure. No, right. You take it personally.
You can't see. That's the thing I hate about, like, when you say something or do something over the top, and people get offended. You can't then hide behind your profession. Like, you can't then hide, because even comedians sometimes, you know, they push the envelope, but if they go too far. You got to just eat it. You know what I mean? You can't then all of a sudden say, hey, I was just telling a joke.
Now, this is an interesting topic that we're getting on here about blurring the line between real, not real, wrestling, what crosses the line, what doesn't. I wanted to know if you guys had an opportunity to talk about Rampage Jackson's son, Rajah Jackson, yesterday. Did you guys have a chance to discuss that?
No.
Do you know anything that's going on within that story by any chance?
I just saw, was that the video where?
Yes, probably the one that you've seen that is viral now. Just to give guys a quick a synopsis of what's going on. A video here that I'll be playing on our YouTube and Twitch stream. It starts with this confrontation outside of what looks like, an independent wrestling event. It's going to get back to it right now. Based off what I'm understanding, this confrontation between the man known as Psycho Stu and Rampage Jackson's son here, Rajah, was supposed to be a work of some sort.
So Rajah has a stream on
Kick, right?
On Kick, I believe. So he was doing a live stream. Yeah. And at first, I think the wrestler had stepped up to him, and he had thought he was part of the, part of the.
Yeah, like thought he was part of the promotion. So he hit him as you can see here.
Part of the entertainment for the night. So, he stepped up to him and everything. Then later found out that he wasn't really part of it. Apologized to Rajah. Then, during the apology, they said, hey, let's try to work that back in the ring. And in the ring, since the wrestler had hit Rajah in wrestling term was going to get his receipts, basically get your lick back.
Now the video gets pretty, got his pretty lick back, bad,
but the lick back was pretty violent, and it was,
don't know if it was equal necessarily.
No, it wasn't equal, and he didn't. And the other thing about it is, I believe Rajah was also, he's a UFC MMA fighter or something to that effect, and
he just
came out of a concussion, so he might not, his said might not all be right, coming to concussion and everything like that. But it was a nasty situation. It was a nasty situation. I think now, the WWE has nixed all ties with that promotion.
Now, the idea that someone whose father is named Rampage would do something that's crazy is not necessarily the shock. It just was understanding what was real. It seemed like this was something that just completely went off the rails. And unfortunately now, Rampage Jackson, according to TMZ Sports, is receiving death threats over his son's actions. And he's making it clear that obviously he wants those to stop, and stated that his inboxes and social media pages have been a cesspool since last Saturday. It's a lot of racist people giving me death threats and stuff like that, Rampage told.
There's reasons for that. Because he was they were, it was a live stream with Kick. So both he and his son were live streaming. And he was the one that was instigating, if you want to say. Because he was like, oh, yeah, you better go get your lick back and all of that stuff and everything. But
that is a bit of a problem. Because as you can see, like towards the end of this video, after he's already leaving and roaming the streets, Rajah is kind of saying things along the lines of, I'm tired of everyone thinking I'm soft. I'm tired of everyone, kind of commenting on the fact that a lot of people's opinions about him may have influenced his decision into beating the living hell out of this guy. But, there's a lot of people who are like, hey, as a wrestler, he shouldn't have done that to begin with. And there's other people saying that he went too far.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
And this is for all people out there. Sometimes people do things and the reaction that they get, they want to control. And you can't, right? And once it gets to that point, don't be mad at the reaction. You instigated it. And so from that standpoint, when this whole thing was started and you win that bro a certain way, and then you give him an opportunity to get his get back, when the whole thing around him was people think I'm soft, you know he got to go over the top. And if you know this, you probably shouldn't have went at him like that in the beginning. I'm tired of people acting a certain way and then want to control the snapback, then want to control the reaction, right? People come at you and talk to you any kind of way, and then you get really mad, and then they tell you to calm down. You know, I was calm before you said a word to me. And
I do want your opinion on this, though, Leroy. There's a photo that I am pulling up here because, you know, without knowing a lot of the context of the situation, I know we got to take it to break, so I'll make this quick. But I did see this and was like, you know, this wrestler obviously not necessarily purposely instigated because he thought this guy was part of the promotion. But I initially was like, he instigated this moment. How could he not have seen this coming? But there's more things that continue to come out, like this picture I'm about to post now that I want your opinion on, because like you said, Leroy, you can't rile someone up and then get mad at for how they react,
right?
But there is a picture that is circulating now that was on TMZ and various social media outlets that shows after this but before the actual confrontation an apology in which Psycho Stu, the man who instigated the event, is on his knees like shaking his hand and asking for his apology.
Because that was before. That's what I just said. It was before.
Yeah.
He stepped
so now
to
before,
him.
Before this.
But here.
Do you think it's too
late? I'm going to use the words of one Brendan J. Tobin. The J stands for jackass.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
Like, okay, when you do something in public, and then apologize behind closed doors. That ain't fixed. So the thought of how people feel about young Lil Jackson, that ain't fixed. You got to fix that. And how do you fix that? You fix that just like how it happened.
Seems like it was fixed.
Right.
But
again, you can't, like, man, you can't do what you want to do and then think, oh, I apologize, it's over. Always over. Stop. We all been in situations where somebody has made us feel a certain way or did something to us, and then they go, I'm sorry. Like, great, you sorry. It don't change nothing.
Well, we got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. When we come back, we're going to learn what new words have been added to the dictionary. We are going to play Radio Taboo and continue to monitor the NFL cuts. We got that and much more when we come back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.